A good and Erev Shabbos, everybody. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir number 195. To make Zrizus easier, we need to get ourselves into a state of vitality and a state of positive energy. And then we'll find it easier to have healthy Zrizus. When we feel lethargic and when we feel that we're out of energy, we don't feel like taking action. We don't feel like doing things. We feel like sleeping. And we force ourselves to do things and we do it slower and our mind becomes more distracted. The different exercises and how to go about to become filled up with vitality and positive energy. One exercise is breathing deeply, which increases energy, exhaling all the stress and tension, makes more rooms in your lung for fresh oxygen, focus on gratefulness with each and every breath, and exhale the stale energy and inhale the fresh energy. To be more well-rested, to eat healthy, enables you to have greater vitality and better energy, which is a tremendous yisoid of a shmarta misnafshei seichem. You get a mitzvah for watching your health in a balanced, healthy way, whether it's eating, whether it's drinking, whether it's for exercising. For married people, the mitzvah of oina, that, yes, that physical, intimate, sexual connection is very healthy. Alta Shmartam is Nafshe Sechem as well. The Stipler talks about that very, very much. How it's conducive for mental and emotional health as well, besides physical health. Done the right way. And Rav Avigdor Miller talked about also the importance of eating healthily. There's very well-known stories with him that he talked about this. One more thing I'll just mention before that is also to sleep more healthily. Sleep requirements vary greatly. You know, some people overdo it maybe. They stay in bed too much. But very often, most people are sleep deprived. And they have to work on it very, very carefully. Victor Miller had situations and stories over the years on the tapes. I've heard it and the shiurim. I've heard it. Where many Bachrim were very depressed or anxious and had some types of various emotional or mental issues. And they went over to him for advice. And the first thing he said is, don't ask questions, but follow this to a T. And he prescribed for them to eat a certain, you know, healthy breakfast, 3 meals a day, what to eat, exactly how much to eat, what, and basically prescribed it for them. Try this for 3 weeks. Eat 3 square healthy meals a day, whatever the direction he gave them, and go to bed at this time. Stay in bed and don't leave it. And try to sleep. Now, if they can't try to sleep, at least rest, but hopefully they get to sleep, X amount of sleep. And 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, they were a brand new person. A lot of their anxieties and depression and mental health was not such an issue. So very often one needs to recognize this. There's nothing wrong, of course, if someone has difficulties emotionally or mentally or feeling really, you know, unhealthy in different ways in the depression anxiety mode. It could be you need extra help with things, but the first step is to be careful and be diligent over your physical health, and that very often alleviates a lot of problems. Eating unhealthily robs a lot of energy. To work on upgrading the nutritional quality of the food, limiting food that are not conducive to good health, eating more fruits, eating more vegetables, eating more whole wheat grains. Positive thoughts add to your vitality and energy. Worries and other negative thoughts take away your energy. So it's very important to be aware of the thoughts you have and to be wise to increase the thoughts that will increase your vitality, your energy, and your goodwill and your positive thinking, and remove what you can, worry and other negative thoughts. And we have many shiurim, and we're going to continue, Be'ez Hashem, to talk about this topic because it's so important. And your mekayim mamash mitzvah, the shmartam es nafshei seichem. Some people you interact with increase your vitality and energy, and some critical or negative people rob you of that energy. So it's very important to mentally create a safe haven where if you have to be around people that have this negative energy and you have to be there, you work towards really being strong and not being influenced by that, and trying to connect yourself with people that are healthy and think of people who make you feel good about yourself, healthy people, good people, and try to connect with them. Normal sleeping patterns. Chafetz Chaim talked about it. It's well known. He used to close the lights in the Beis Medrash whenever it was 10:30, 11, said tomorrow's another day. So someone related this story about changing their sleep and health habits. and said as follows. I wanted to accomplish a lot, so I would stay up very late. But I was always tired. I thought something may be wrong with my health, so I consulted a doctor. After receiving the test results, he told me that there was nothing wrong with me health-wise. Then he asked me about my eating habits and my sleeping habits. And then after he told him that, the doctor told him, no wonder you feel so run down. You aren't getting sufficient sleep, and the pastries you eat are just giving you empty calories. So make it a high priority to be properly rested and to eat better. Also make it a daily habit to walk at least 30 minutes a day. If it may be difficult to find the time, but the energy will, and the benefit of the energy that you will get from doing this will give you so much more time in the long run. And he followed the doctor's advice, and he felt like a brand new person, and the great energy level was greatly appreciated, and it was a lot easier to accomplish more. So eating healthy or sleeping an extra hour earlier and getting a good sleep, you may think that you're losing time, you're actually gaining time. So that's one very important aspect, Ushmartem es nafshei seichem, that will help you get to a healthy state of alacrity and of zerizus. Another idea that's very important is the ambition a person needs to have, a ratzin, a she'ifa, a desire to accomplish, that invisible fuel that takes you in a very far way. Of course, all this comes with menucha, b'tochen and menuchas ha'nefesh. It's not a contradiction. You can have a calm peace of mind and a calm menucha and be happy in certain ways with Hashem and with where you are at, but also to have a ratzin, a strong ratzin, a koyach ratzin, an ambition of a healthy type. Some people that are highly ambitious, and they're obsessed with money or other things, it's not healthy. But to have a high level of ambition to accomplish things, to fulfill your potential in life, to fulfill your shlichus in life, it's very, very important. You have situations where five people may be interviewed for a job, and all five would like to get the job, and they have similar backgrounds, similar qualifications, but the one who has much more ambition than the others will probably be hired. Because it gives the person the ability, ambition, ratzin, to overcome laziness, to overcome a tendency to procrastinate. And, you know, when you have an authentic ambition to excel in a certain area, you'll put in the time and energy to gain that knowledge, and then you'll practice that skill until you become very, very good at it. So it's very important to learn from ambitious people. Obviously, you'll learn from their healthy habits, not from their unhealthy habits. So, like I said, anyone who's obsessed with making money or certain obsessions with things is not healthy either. But healthy ambition is a good thing. A healthy ratzin is a good thing. It's a powerful motor that keeps you running. Some people, be'etzem, be'teva, have a tremendous sense of ambition and purpose, and they devote their entire lives to a goal, to a cause, and so on and so forth. Some people who lack it, they could work on achieving it. Start out with the relatively smaller ambitions, the smaller concrete steps. Of course, with all this, you ask for siyata d'shmaya. You ask Hashem to help you. You also create a keli, that's the hishtadlis, you know, without arrogance. But the ambition, the ratzin, to become better, to accomplish more, is a very healthy thing. For people who think that by beteva, they're not ambitious, oh, this is the way I am, that's not the way it works. So listen carefully. One highly ambitious person was a late bloomer and shared the following story with me, Ruzelik said. So this ambitious person who became ambitious and accomplished a lot later said as follows. I used to be envious of people who were highly ambitious and accomplished a lot. I frequently repeated, too bad I wasn't blessed with ambition. My problem was that I was content with my limited accomplishments. And if only I were more ambitious, I would have done much more with my life. This was this little speech that I repeated over and over again to myself. I told it to so many people so many times that I had actually convinced myself that this was my real problem, that other people are blessed with ambition. And some aren't, and I wasn't. And I'm in that category, I wasn't blessed with that. Finally, I met someone who didn't buy my limited story. And he said empathetically, that's nonsense. It's not that some individuals are blessed with ambition and others are not blessed with it. It's that some people choose to be ambitious and some choose not to be ambitious. And even if you have chosen not to be ambitious until that very moment, right now you have an option of choosing to be ambitious. Now, I would say over here, some of it is natural disposition. I'm not going to deny it. Some people are by teva more zaris than others, more ambitious than others by nature. But we could overcome that nature. You look clearly in Rambam in Hilchas Deis. He talks about this. Everyone has a koyach haratzin, which we just talked about, and you want to be ambitious for good, healthy things. You could do it. How do you do it? You just go ahead and do the things that you would do if you, as if you were blessed with ambition. You choose to act with ambition. Even if you want to convince yourself that you're not really ambitious, but if you act that way, you will gain the benefit of acting with a healthy ambition. This is the famous Yesod, which we talked about so many things, of Chitzainis Ma'arses Apnimius in the Mesillas Yesharim. Sometimes you need to work on that outward behavior. That's called healthy behaviorism. Behaviorism is a school in psychology that doesn't go into the deep aspects of the inward world of a person, like psychotherapy, but simplifies and says you change your outer behaviors, you will influence your inner. And there's truth to both schools of thought, but we underestimate the power of outward actions and behaviors. Therefore, at the end of the day, you know, acting as if you were ambitious will enable you to reach similar results. So stop repeating that stupid story this guy said, that you're not ambitious or that you don't have drive. Make believe you have the drive till it actually comes. And he said this was actually the best advice anyone had ever given him. So that is the idea. You act as if you have that strong will. Another etzah he gives is to recognize in your own life when you were bezrizus, when you had that joyful willpower in your life, whenever it was, even if it would be small pockets of time, you go back and you visualize that, and you visualize how you were in the past when you overcame laziness, and when you were able to accomplish things, and go back to those times. You know, there are many times where, you know, children, we laugh about it, where the mother cannot get them out of bed. But when they're scheduled a special school trip or whatever it is, all of a sudden, boom, they're out of bed in a moment. So obviously, it's idea of retraining the brain, focusing on it to create a healthy level of zrizus within us. So to recap the important parts of what we talked about today, the importance of ushmartem es nafshei seichem, of watching your health with balanced meals, balanced sleep, and healthy married life, and this will bring about the healthy energy that will have you have that healthy zerizus, to have that rutzin, that ambition, and even if you feel you don't have it, you act as if you do, and that itself will bring healthy results, and to remember those times where you did have that positive zerizus and build upon it going forward. Bracha v'atzlacha.